This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Katie in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Hank. My question is, my husband and I were having a conversation yesterday after church about how God can be a sovereign God when we have free will. And it came into this huge conversation, and I just wanted to get some insight from you on that.
Sure. I think the fact that God can work out his sovereign plan using genuinely free creatures really shows how sovereign God really is.
Yeah.
But we have genuine free will, not the idea that we're fatalistically determined or determined by God in some way is not biblical. The fact that we have free will and that God knows what we're going to do is biblical, and we can see that even by way of human analogy. We can look backwards on our lives and see things in our past and know them exhaustively and recognize at the same time the fact that we know them exhaustively didn't mean that we determined them.
Right.
So we can't think about our future being fatalistically determined, but we can know that God, who is omniscient, knows the beginning from the end, and yet works through genuinely free creatures to accomplish his purposes. There's no real philosophical problem in saying that God is sovereign and omniscient, and yet we can be genuinely free, have the ability to act or to act otherwise.
Now, that's the part I'm confused about, because if he knows what we're going to do next and he knows whether we're going to choose him or not, then if he already knows the outcome, then what's the point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but my point is that the fact that God knows the outcome does not mean that the outcome is fatalistically determined.
Oh, okay.
Okay? The other thing is once you go down that road, you can start saying, well, God knows if my hands will be clean tomorrow, and therefore they'll be clean whether or not I wash them.
Oh.
God ordains okay. The means as well as the ends, so you have to pick up the bar of soap and wash your hands.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Sure. You know, I've written about this in a book called The Prayer of Jesus.
Prayer of Jesus.
Yeah,
okay.
So I actually deal with, well, you know, if God knows what's going to happen in the future, what's the purpose in praying in the first place?
Okay, so thank you so much. I'll look for your book.
You got it. Thanks for your call.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.